All right, it's fall, and we're in the thick of the school year for many families. I know I am. And there's work and there are commitments, and you want to have a social life. Where's the time to cook, especially on a weeknight? Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst says, whatever you do, don't order out. Really?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I just want you to know that I have two grown daughters, and I lived through it. So I wanted to come up with three dishes that you could do on a Tuesday night without losing your mind.
Okay, you're going to change my life. You have three dishes
here. Are you ready?
I'm
ready.
Put
your seatbelt on.
I am putting my seatbelt. Okay, I am ready. So we're starting with pasta, which is something that's very popular for
families. Very popular. Almost everyone loves pasta. The trick with this pasta sauce is that it's so good, but it only takes the amount of time that it takes a pot of water to boil for pasta. So you take your favorite sausage, whether it's a vegetarian sausage, a chicken sausage, pork, and you take it out of the casing and you saute it. And then you put your favorite tomato sauce on top and you let that cook down. And then you boil your pasta. This all takes, you know, about 10 and 11 minutes. Drain the pasta, toss it with this beautiful tomato sausage sauce, and then I top it with arugula. Yes,
yeah.
Which adventurous kids will love because it's a tiny bit spicy. It's sort of like having your salad and your pasta and your sausage.
All
and
in
your
one.
Yeah. And if your kids are picky, you don't have to put the arugula on, but definitely try it because it's not only beautiful, but it gives a wonderful peppery flavor.
Very nice way to do it. And there's not that much on top, so they might
just
eat it.
No, it's just a touch of green.
Yes.
And a little bit of Parmesan cheese if you like. I mean, pasta is so adaptable. Maybe you throw some tomato sauce with some artichoke hearts and pitted olives.
And there you
go.
And
that's one night.
There you go. Okay, I need to have you live with us, I have to tell you.
Okay, I'm moving in.
So our second dish looks like a side dish. We often think of sweet potatoes as a side dish, but you say it's not.
Well, this is for those nights when honestly you think there's no way that we can eat at home. We have to order a pizza. My philosophy is this. By the time you all decide what you're going to order, you pick up the phone or you pick up the app and you order it, you could have made dinner.
Mm.
So in this case, if you have to, my least favorite appliance, you could use a microwave. Or if you're running out for something, throw the sweet potato in. 45 minutes, an hour later, it's done. And this is where it's fun for a family dinner, is you have bowls and bowls of toppings. Think of the savory version of an ice cream bar.
Yes, I see the presentation here.
It's fun, right? And it's interactive. So there's some sour cream, there's scallions, there's crumbled feta or cheddar. You could do chopped tomatoes. You could do sautéed ground meat.
Is this basil?
This is fresh basil. There's nuts. I have peanuts there. What's really fun is the sweet potato becomes the main event, and then all the toppings become this fun way for everyone in the family to individualize their dinner.
Yes, because choice is so important
to
kids.
Isn't it? It is.
And so if they have it all laid out this way, they can choose what to put
on there.
Exactly,
and I can just hear it. Mine's prettier than yours. No, mine, right? You know, the things that go on in a family.
Yes, you know how it works.
I do.
Okay, so the last dish we have. Ramen.
Ramen. So ramen, so popular. You told me that your two kids are really big on ramen.
I love ramen.
So here's the ultimate quick way to do this. You buy the chicken stock in a box, a good low-sodium organic brand. You buy a pre-made chicken. You saute some fresh ginger. You add some miso paste, a little bit of sesame oil. Throw in the chicken stock. Then you can throw in some cube rotisserie chicken.
Do I see bok choy in here?
Yeah, so I took a bok choy and I cut it down the middle and I sauteed it in a skillet for 2 minutes with hot oil and then threw a little bit of soy sauce in to kind of caramelize and glaze it. And then you boil udon noodles or ramen noodles and you've got a very homemade tasting miso ramen and it takes you about 15 minutes. So I'd like to see the pizza arrive before the ramen's done, right? You could add an egg.
Yes.
You could add a whole lot more, or you could completely simplify it. I use chicken stock I had in the freezer. I use some leftover chicken. But as I said, you can do it super quick from the grocery store or take a few steps at home.
This is very helpful because my kids love ramen, but they love the fancy ramen
right,
in the
restaurant. Which gets pricey.
Which gets pricey. So I've often been intimidated. I didn't want to make this at home because I think I have to do it from scratch. You're giving me all the tools to be able to do it
Excellent.
At home.
Excellent.
15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different quick ideas. There's quesadillas, which is essentially a grilled cheese. But you can, again, whatever your kids like, you can add different things. Avocados, cilantro for this one, not for that one. Hot sauce, on and on. A turkey feta burger, 15 minutes. Ground turkey, crumble some feta in. Stir fries are really fast and healthy. And always pizza. Making a homemade pizza with a pre-made crust is shorter than ordering. I'm not trying to put these pizza delivery places out of business. I'm trying to get families to sit down on even the craziest days, look at each other, share something that you've made, and talk.
And talk. Kathy, we'll have all of these recipes on hereandnow.org. Quick weeknight dinners with our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Thank you so much for giving me a couple of quick recipes that I can whip up
You're
in the
so
next
welcome.
Week.
I will report back. I want to hear.
I will. Thank you.
And Tanya, if I can jump in, as you now know, that is one of the best parts of hosting this show.
It is. You know, I'm still making that corn chowder from a few weeks ago every week.